This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
In a year of big corporate mergers, we may be on the verge of one of the biggest yet. From APM, I'm Noelle King, and for David Brancaccio. Multiple sources are reporting this morning that Dow Chemical and DuPont, two of the largest chemical companies in the world, are in talks to merge. This would be one of the biggest deals yet in a year that's already seen more than $4 trillion worth of mergers and acquisitions. Marketplace's Andy Euler has been following the story.
Yeah, Noelle, these two American companies have been around since the 19th century. DuPont was a bleach producer in Michigan, Dow, a Delaware gunpowder company. Now, at the heart of the deal is cash flow. Activist investors are urging both to become leaner and more focused, which is consistent with a number of the mergers we've seen this year. Now, neither company would comment on the talks, and for all we know, the deal could fall apart. But if these two companies were to come together and figure out a way to get past antitrust regulators, we'd be looking at a $90 billion chemical company. Now, it's being speculated that we'd then see the breakup of the company into three distinct businesses, one that produces plastics, one that produces specialty materials like Kevlar and Teflon, and one that makes agricultural chemicals, an ag sector that's getting even more and more crowded, especially with the likes of Monsanto.
That was Marketplace's Andy Euler. There is a new airport terminal opening in San Diego today, and here's why that's making news. This new cross-border express terminal lets ticketed passengers walk from San Diego across one of the most fortified borders in the world and on into Mexico. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports this is possible because the Tijuana International Airport is right on the U.S.-Mexico border.
It's only a five-minute walk to get there from the new terminal entrance in San Diego.
Done now.
Elizabeth Brown of Cross Border Express spoke to me as workers put the finishing touches on the facility.
Essentially, we're an airport terminal building, but our runways are in Mexico.
Which will save time for the estimated 60% of airport passengers coming from San Diego. One reason for that traffic is growing regional economic links. Chris Wilson is with the Mexico Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center.
So we have, you know, six times as much commerce as we had in 1993. And it's largely happening on the same infrastructure that's existed for decades in the region.
This project is privately funded, but government workers still handle customs and immigration on both sides. Only ticketed passengers will be allowed on the long purple bridge for an $18 fee. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Climate change conference in Paris comes to a close at the end of the week. We'll learn what deals world governments have struck to curb greenhouse gas emissions. But some people are not waiting for government action. They're embarking on low-carbon lifestyles and, in some cases, generating their own electricity from renewable sources. Marketplace's Stephen Beard recently visited a low-carbon home in Wales. It's owned by a family now, but coincidentally, it's the place where, many years ago, Led Zeppelin wrote the song Stairway to Heaven.
All that glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven.
Driving up the steep dirt track on a windy, rainy day, this doesn't feel like climbing the stairway to heaven. But at the top of the track, next to the cottage, and with his 30-foot turbine spinning furiously in the wind, the current resident, Scott Rowe, looks happy and relieved.
We're not struggling on power now.
We could power two or three houses at the moment, just off the wind turbine.
Scott is off the grid. He depends on four sources of renewable energy, including hydro from this small mountain stream, and for his hot water, passive solar.
Sun shines on it, traps heat, goes through pipes, there's hot water. You know, in 3 hours of sun, you've got 2 days of really hot water, two or three days.
Inside their snug cottage, Scott and his wife Ruth point out this is not some kind of low-carbon paradise. Relying heavily on the wind and the sun for their energy calls for restraint.
You can't stick the dishwasher on and then vacuum the house. You've got to do one then the other, otherwise we trip the system.
And when the sun doesn't shine at all, the wind doesn't blow and their battery charge dwindles, they may have to do without some of life's key modern pleasures.
Putting on the television most of the time isn't an issue. It's only if we're really very, very low that we need to power down and switch off everything possible.
Toiling up a steep hill to unblock the stream, Ruth insists this isn't a desperate, joyless existence. She's doing her bit to combat climate change while living in a beautiful, inspirational landscape.
I'm an absolutely privileged human who gets to live in a place that inspired Led Zeppelin to write Stairway to Heaven. That's a pretty much golden ticket, isn't it?
And there's this occasional bonus. When the wind is blowing at 60 miles an hour, you suddenly have a bonanza, more clean energy than you know what to do with.
We try and use it and get the dishwasher on and do lots of electric things.
Play loud music and bake wind-powered bread.
And the music, of course, Led Zeppelin.
We'll send the music across the valley.
Well, no one said the path to climate salvation, the stairway to low-carbon heaven, was going to be easy. In Wales, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
We, by the way, have just launched a test version of our new website. You can see it at beta.marketplace.org. We'd love to get your feedback. The new site is going to be much easier to search for stories and podcasts from reporters and hosts. Coming to you from studios at Montclair State in New Jersey, I'm Noelle King with the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.